The percussion quartet called So Percussion will mark the beginning of their fifth year as performers in residence at Princeton University with a concert tomorrow evening. Newsworks Tonight producer Kimberly Ha spoke with two members of the ensemble, Jason Truding and Adam Slawinski. She began by asking Trudy, what's in a name?
Yes, right? What is in a name? So is a very, very old Japanese kind of root, which means to offer sound. And you don't find it very much in the language anymore, but it's kind of rooted in this kind of a beautiful idea of offering sound.
And you have more of a mission than just to play whatever percussion repertoire happens to be available to a contemporary ensemble. You're composers, and you also commission work.
That's correct. But we started out as an ensemble in the model of a kind of string quartet playing contemporary music, so working with composers. We still do that all the time. That's a big part of what we do and a big part of the concert we're playing in Princeton tomorrow evening. We do write our own music. We collaborate with musicians who aren't necessarily from the classical fold. And even our organization actually really believes in doing service work, social work. We think of music as an activity that bonds communities together.
And one of those commissions was to Steve Reich.
Yeah, and that was actually one of our most exciting commissions in a certain way, because we grew up kind of idolizing his music. And in a lot of ways, it was what drew us to do what we do.
You also mentioned working with composers who are not really in the world of contemporary classical music, and I guess Bryce Dessner is a good example of that.
The first time we actually met Bryce was that we were at the Yale School of Music as grad students together. He was a classical guitar major. So while it's true that he wasn't a composer who kind of got a PhD in composition, he's a very versatile musician who has this huge career in this big rock band, The National, who play stadiums and festivals. But he also is just a very, very deep musician. And this piece, Music for Wooden Strings, that he wrote for us is fantastically creative. He invented a new string instrument for us to play like dulcimers, but it sounds like guitars. So we just love the idea that so many different kinds of influences go into a collaboration like that.
You're entering your fifth year now in your residency at Princeton. How did that come about, and what do you do there?
So the idea of a music ensemble in residence, traditionally that's been something like a string quartet, because of course it reaches back into the classical tradition so that people will play Beethoven, Bartok, things like that. When we started here, almost 5 years ago now, part of the idea was that Princeton has a very large community of composers and people who are making new works of music. And what we do as a percussion ensemble since the very beginning is to generate new repertoire and new music. And part of that for us is because we didn't have much repertoire to begin with. So we've been developing relationships with composers, including people here at Princeton, for many years. And when this position came open, it was the Brentano String Quartet before us. When they went to Yale, Princeton was interested in this idea of trying something different. And so we've been defining a music residency in a new way for us. So how does a percussion ensemble fit into a music community and a music department? And it's been a really wonderful experience. We started a steel band here at Princeton. We do a lot of improvisation and composition and all kinds of things that we really love.
And what's on tomorrow's program? Let's have a little rundown of that.
Tomorrow is an incredibly eclectic program. We're doing 8 pieces, and everyone looks and sounds completely different. We have pieces by 2 members of the group, Jason, and also Eric Chubich. We have a piece by a Princeton faculty composer, Ju Riso, Paulina Oliveros, Yanis Anakis, and Helica Negron, Vijay Iyer, and Joan Tower.
Yep. Joan Tower just wrote us a piece. She's celebrating her 80th birthday. It's called Small Plus. So it takes things that you can kind of fit in a suitcase and puts them on a bunch of tables around the stage. So everything we're playing is tiny, but there's a lot of sound. and Vijay Iyer's piece, he wrote it for us. He's really well known as a jazz pianist, but has a really kind of intriguing rhythmic sensibility. So he wrote us a mallet quartet. It's called Torque.
Jason, can you talk about your Sudoku series?
Over the last year, I've gotten really interested in Sudoku. I just really love looking at patterns. So I'm in the midst of writing a whole series of 9 pieces inspired by Sudoku, and all of them have the puzzle itself as the basis for the score. So, for example, So is going to be joined by 2 original members of So Percussion, actually some really great friends, Todd Meehan and Doug Perkins. We're going to play 9 Number 6, premiere tomorrow night. So all of us will have the 9x9 matrix of Sudoku in front of us, and the music we'll play will come from that. But if you were to go out to LA and a different 6 percussionist were to play that piece, they could find a different Sudoku puzzle and play the piece as well based on the different numbers. There'll be a similarity when you hear different groups play different puzzles, but also a kind of uniqueness.
Well, thanks very much for being here. I've been talking with Jason Truding and Adam Slewinski of the group So Percussion. They're going to be performing at Princeton University tomorrow evening as part of their residency with the university. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
That's NewsWorks Tonight producer Kimberly Haas.